Yeah. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho, say
ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Pope. Cut Master Swift down your throat. Shout it.
Solutions left foot's on fire. Trying to block my shine just ain't gon' happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ain't getting hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding dick. Like silent on these suckers out here trying to buy they bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off. But a true boss to pay the cost. Giving away them draws. Words to the brown. Jane, see some chicken cow, man. Many, man. You done say the silly things. And the fella ain't the thing. Why you cuff and claim the dame? Hey, my main thing. Got my last name. Yeah.
Welcome to 100 Proof Radio. This is Shaki and JL, episode 29.
Almost my age, brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. 30 summers, huh?
30 some. No.
Yeah. 30 chapters.
I'm 31
chapters.
I'm 31, yeah, that's right.
31 flavors, like the ice cream shop.
Yeah.
Do they still have Baskin Robbins anymore?
You know what? I think they do.
Don't nobody use no more. Cold Stone better.
Cold Stone put them out of business.
Welcome, y'all, man. We ain't seen y'all in a couple weeks, man.
2 weeks.
A lot been going on.
Shout out. Happy Mother's Day. I want to say that. Happy.
You gonna start off with that?
I'm going to start off with, you know, that all the mamas out there, all the, you know, loving, caring mothers, happy Mother's Day, belated. Shout out to my mama, even though she missed 31 years of my birthday.
She ain't missed that, man. I went to Chuck E. Cheese with you 1 year.
That's a lie.
It is a lie.
Only Chuck E. Cheese we got, only time we had Chuck E. Cheese is in December. You know what that means? That's when the rats get cold outside and they try to get in the house. That's the only
that's
rat
chili
I
chili cheese.
You're right. That's chili cheese. Damn, Chuck
E.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mother's Day. Just passed by. What you think about when the mother's, you know, when Father's Day come up? Because, you know, it's Father's Day next month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the single mother. Shout out to single mothers, because I know it's hard out there. But I'm sorry. Y'all already had y'all day.
You don't get no... I'm going to tell you one thing I hate. I hate when Father's Day come around and you see them women on Facebook say...
I'm your mother and your father.
I'm your mama and your dad. No, the fuck you ain't. You don't get shit for Father's Day. Because no matter what, if your baby daddy a piece of shit or whatever, he still need a daddy, and you can never be a man.
No.
You can shout out to all the studs that listen to my show. You ain't a man. You ain't a man. You never will be. I hate that.
Even if she wear Timberlands?
Even if she fucking wear Timberlands.
Dead
fucking,
ass B.
Yeah, and look like fucking Whoopi Goldberg. Guess what? You still a fucking woman.
Ooh.
And you ain't get shit for Father's
Day. Ooh. Yeah, we'll probably talk about that a little bit more on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Because you know that's when it's going to come up.
Yeah.
Man, what's been going on, Jill, man? We missed a couple shows. I wasn't locked up this time.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive, man. I've been laying low. Hey, I ain't trying to be in hard times no more, fam. I'm straight on
you this. You know what? I've been really, like, I don't know if I'm going through a midlife crisis. Because I've been talking about going to jail, getting a tattoo.
What? What do you want to do all that for?
This is how I did. You
watch it on TV.
You went to jail. I want to go to jail too. How is it? How the baloney sandwich taste? Is it great? Somebody told me the bologna is great.
I didn't have bologna, man. I had fake ass meat patty or something. The meat patty was great.
It was great.
I don't know what color it was.
South meat. You don't South meat.
It was South meat, man. It was South meat. I don't know what it was, but it was.
Did you eat it?
I tried because I was hungry, man. I told you I got pulled over on my way to damn Chipotle. That's a whole different experience. Trying to get some Chipotle, end up with that bullshit.
Well, yeah, I don't want to go to jail. Let me knock on wood.
Nah, you don't want that.
I see all my uncles in there. What's up? You fired a fight, man. You told me you was gonna push that on my books.
You can go to jail if you want to. As soon as we leave here, I tell them how you been stealing internet.
Okay.
You going straight to jail.
You right. Be quiet. Right.
Oh man, what else been going on, bro?
Man, I've been at work. Woo. Postman. Let me tell you something.
Postman Chronicles.
Let me give you a Postman Chronicles. First of all, it's 1,000 degrees in the truck. Quit coming up to the truck, asking your mailman, asking y'all that dumbass question where it's, they always ask you, ain't no AC in this truck? Like, bitch, you see every window down in this truck. So first and foremost, why would it be AC in here? Do you think the government really want, Trump don't want shit to do with no mail anywhere? And let me tell you another thing that happened to me. So this old white man, he meet me at the box. First and foremost, he gave me a hot fucking Gatorade. You know, that's one of them left hand favors. You know what I'm saying? Like, you give me a Gatorade, like I got ice in the truck already. Man, you want a Gatorade? I'm like, yeah, I'm about to die. That shit pissed. It's hotter than piss. And then he gonna have the audacity to look me in my face and say, yeah, it's hot out here. Got like a slave heat, ain't it?
No, he said it.
Man, yes. And he's all of 89.
Oh, so he probably owned the flavor.
So I was thinking like, damn. Well, you have a good day now, boy.
He said that and everything.
He said that and everything. So
he got a mammy in his house right now, folding his laundry.
Yes. So I'm thinking like, this motherfucker really gonna say it's hot? It's hotter than some slave heat. That's fucked up. That is dirty. I felt some type of way. That's why I fucking didn't give me a check. You ain't getting no day. You ain't get no mail today, Mr. Washington. See you later.
I mean, he had no check. All he was doing was publishing Clinton House anyway.
That's probably what it was.
That's all it was. Oh, just in the middle of while we're doing the show, anybody who have trouble hearing us or something like that, let us know. Because we can't hear what y'all hear.
Yeah.
So just give us a call or text one of us, you know what I'm saying? And let us know you can't hear something or that we having difficulty. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
So, Postman Chronicles was kind of crazy. Answer this question. Does the postman or just UPS workers wear rompers?
We don't wear no damn rompers.
The UPS dude in Nebraska in the romper, ain't
it? He on a romper. So whoever listening to the show in the Nebraska, yeah, they wear rompers. We don't. Have you seen the short rompers? They got them.
I've seen the rompers. I mean, it kind of started from, I think, a brand called Romp Him. Did you see that? That's the official name of the company came out with rompers for guys called Romp Him. That sound kind of sweet. I feel like that.
They're Swedish. Very Swedish.
So what would it take for you to wear one, Jim? You got one already?
No.
I ain't accused. I was just asking.
I mean, you just had one on last week.
Orange romper.
You had an orange romper on.
Dang, man. They made me wear it for about an hour.
You finna get real fucking acquainted. But nah, man, I ain't wearing no romper. Not unless, I don't know why I'm gonna put on a romper. Not unless a bad bitch want me to put it on. They gonna give me some. I'll be one romper wearing motherfucker.
So mechanics wear rompers.
Yep.
You know, the dicky suit's a romper.
Our gentleman at the post office got a romper.
One thing I understand, how can you wear short rompers, though? Like, people, you know, the funny thing, man, Jill, you can attest to this. You know, I'm not the best dresser, but there's certain things that I wore for everybody else.
Yeah, I will give you credit for that.
People are actually trying to say,
I ain't seen you no romper.
No, not me. I ain't never had no romper.
You gonna get one?
Hell no. People are actually trying to claim, like, oh, I've been wearing rompers. Are you proud of it?
Yeah, you right.
Oh, and y'all just down rompers? Like, I mean, why am I gonna wear a romper? The shorts are like the damn Bill Russell, NBA short.
Yeah. Russell, believe it or not, though.
Man, I mean, like, if they always say, you know, you got to have a certain swag to pull certain things off, man. Like, I don't care who he is, man. Your romper can't come above your knees.
Yeah. Because if mine come behind my, y'all don't see the tip of my head hanging out. That's why I can't wear a romper.
Whatever, nigga. So you gonna try to see me hanging below your knees?
It is. I mean, I ain't gonna see the tip of my head hanging out.
You ever heard that one joke when he said, when I forget who it was, a white comedian. He said, "Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, mine is only 3 inches
from the ground."
And he said, 3 inches from the ground.
Yeah.
Oh man, but yeah, that's all they talked about for a couple of days with them damn rompers. I don't see how it kept going so much. Like, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of funny seeing some of the memes, but I mean,
a lot of
legit,
people
wearing
them, man.
You actually wearing them?
You ain't in Alabama. I mean, you in Alabama. I've seen on the internet. I really have seen all of up north dudes in rompers, man. I really have.
Well, you know the rules. It ain't hot until Lil Wayne or Jay Z do it or something like that. You know how it goes.
I don't think neither one of them getting no rompers.
I know, so they ain't gonna never catch on for real. That shit gonna last. The one he makes this summer.
Lil Uzi Vert winner.
Is that the one with the red hair?
That's Yachty. I mean, whatever. I mean, they all the same. They look the same. They all brothers.
Yeah, they all brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. What do you think? It's been a couple weeks. We lose anybody? Any celebrities, anything?
I think we talked about Charlie Murphy.
We talked about Charlie Murphy. It's a rock singer, Chris Cornell. You probably never heard him.
I ain't never heard
him. He's good, man. I ain't gonna, you know, our audience don't know too much about him, but he was real good. He just died a couple days ago. Ain't nobody else no actors, nothing like that?
Didn't Morgan Freeman die?
That was a long time ago.
No, Morgan Freeman ain't dead.
Morgan Freeman died. He died after Lean on Me, didn't he?
Yeah, no, Morgan Freeman got to be all of 110.
You know when he played God in these movies, he really is God.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He sent his only good God in touch.
Yeah.
And it was me.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh man, what else going on, Jill? I don't know how true it is, but they said The Rock gonna run for president. Is that true?
I mean, he's saying he gonna do it, but I mean, you got Dunny up there.
Dunny, does he call him?
Yeah. They got Donnie Trump up there.
Donnie Trump. Donald Dump.
Yeah. They got him up there. I think anybody can run. I think me and you
45.
Can do it. Yeah. We can do it. If he can do it, anybody can do it.
That dude sucks. I ain't gonna lie. He sucks.
Donnie Trump sucks. I ain't gonna lie. But if he was goddamn, like I said now, he still talking about paying niggas $20 an hour to put that wall up, you can sign me up.
You gonna be there.
I'm gonna be right there with the Mexicans with my pail and my shovel. Ready to do this.
Oh, man. You know, he's trying to, you know, because I think we missed Cinco de Mayo and everything, didn't we?
Yeah, sure did.
You know, Trump was on there talking about he won a margarita and some tacos. How the hell? You know, how you going to do that? So, I don't know, man. You think Rock would win?
I mean, anybody can beat Donald this time, I think. It's to the point where white people don't even like him no more.
They sure vote for his ass to get in there.
Yeah, because they thought
he wasn't going to do a damn thing for you.
Yeah, no, you ain't rich, he don't care about you, black or white.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you like what's his name?
Hitler. That's who he like.
Might as well be. Oh man, let's see. This is something I didn't even talk to you about this, Jill. I wrote it down to speak about it because it's something I guess it's been going on for a little minute. But I recently just got added to the group on Facebook. Check on your folks. What you think about that?
Yeah, I see that.
What you think about that site?
I think it's pretty cool.
Explain to the people what it is if they don't know.
Yeah, okay. Huntsville got this site called Check on Your Folks. And you can see random shit in it. Like, it kind of tell you where the police be in. And if they Rodney King and somebody. Or, you know. Did you? I got one even better for you. Not to get all on such. Did you see the one called Get These Hoes?
I ain't never heard of them.
I gotta add you to them. They be hitting powder. They had two girls on that hitting powder. They had one girl on that giving some head. Like, I'm for real. Like, crazy shit be going on.
Boy, you trying to make me run out my data.
Like, it be going hard on them. Like, two pit bull puppies fighting, and they threw a cat in the middle, told the cat ass up.
So, this is basically World Star.
Yeah. I'm still World Star. Yeah.
Oh, so this the local
one. Yeah, it's the local one.
Oh, no. Well, now it's interesting.
Yeah, no.
So, now I might see somebody I know.
Exactly.
And then, hey.
And look at that shit one out with my brother. 10 years ago. Even in the fucking headline news on this motherfucker.
So what else is going on checking on your folks? You think it's a good thing to have?
I think it is a good thing to have. What you think?
They be exploiting people, man. They exploit people.
I mean, don't do shit. You don't get exploited.
Because, you know, I mean, it's all good when it comes to the snitching on the police.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you snitching? If you just reporting every damn thing, you ain't getting paid for it.
But you helping out the next man, because, you know, we might leave downtown drunk as fuck. Maybe like, man, you know, it's a fucking roadblock on by the pony. We're going to go the opposite way. Yeah. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it. I think I mean, it could be good or bad because you can get your ass beat. And they record your ass, and the whole Huntsville know who you got beat up by.
Well, shit. You're just talking about the police or just getting your ass whooped in general?
I'm just going to get your ass whooped in general.
Because if it's the police.
It don't matter anyway.
They ain't nothing happening to them.
No.
They might get a medal.
Yeah.
They probably get a medal for whooping your ass.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I feel funny because I think about it every now and then when I drive around drive down the street and I see the police hiding in the cut somewhere. I mean, I'd be in drove by then. All right, we got somebody want to speak on the subject today.
Hey, how you doing? It's GL. What's up? Who I'm talking to? Hello? Captain Nova's a guest. Oh, call has dropped. Call back whoever you is.
All right, let's go back to what we were talking about, GL. Yeah, you know, they be hiding in the cut. I feel funny. So I have to turn back around and try to take a picture of them because by the time I done drove by, I mean, it's too late. I don't got my phone out like that.
I seen the police. What was it? On my route, right before the Dollar General burnt down on my route. Man, they was beating the brakes off this dude, man. I'm talking about, like, I said, whatever he did, whatever he did was something off. They were whooping his ass good. Fuck
12.
I just found out what that meant.
Did you tell them what it meant? What
did
it mean?
Fuck 12 means when one police car come, two more come. But if you ask me, I thought it should mean +3 instead of 12, right?
Sounds all right.
Yeah. One come up and two more coming. That's 3, motherfucker, not 12.
Hey, you know, they can't add for real like that anyway.
But who am I?
Yeah, so check on your folks. It's pretty cool, man. I don't get on it like that. Like, when I first got added, I was on it heavy like a couple days.
I added you to Splash?
To Splash. What the hell you talking about, man? All this shit.
You ain't added to Splash and things.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Woo! And all the local babes in bikinis and doing freaky things.
How you know about all this shit, man?
Because
what the hell you be doing in the mail truck?
You can't do nothing but... You talk to random people out there. Man, you on this page? I had a dude add me to the page. I'm like, damn, it is some nice naked women on here. From Huntsville. You see all the Bonnell bitches on there.
Bonnell
bitches.
Bully woman. Oh, man. And leggings that smell like fish tacos.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Let's move on to something else, man. I know a couple weeks ago, we talked about Lonzo Ball's dad, LeVar, ain't it?
Yeah, that dude crazy.
He crazy. He tried to. I think they came out. He revealed some shoes.
$495.
What are you thinking?
Hey,
did you see them?
Yeah, I seen them.
What you think about the shoes in general?
They look like them Starbears. You remember Marbury shoes in Walmart? That's what they look like.
So, how do you feel about them? Him. I mean, he kind of exploiting his kids, but you got to respect him because if you can't pimp your own kids, you rather do it before the NCAA do it, and
they
you don't get no money out of it.
You're right. I understand what he's doing, but is it right? It ain't right or wrong. You could be hurting this kid, too, and then he got a target on his back.
Well, he's going to have to perform.
Yeah, because if he come in and be trash.
But guess what? LeBron James came in with a target on his back, and his mama ain't said shit.
You're right.
So it really don't matter. He's going to crack under pressure, he ain't.
Right, but LeVar don't look like he's been beating LeBron James.
Man, he reminds you of Jason Kidd a little bit. Who do you think he reminds you of on Spark playing? Have you seen him play before?
Yeah, I've seen him play.
Who reminds you of?
I don't know. He choked getting his ass put out.
I mean, man, well, he ain't no scorer like that.
As good as he could be, Chauncey
Billups?
Yeah.
Think so?
Yeah. Well,
Chauncey was good, though.
He was, but Chauncey ain't no fucking
Iverson
or no LeBron.
Hey, man, but they saying something about his dad wanting, what, $1 billion?
Yeah, he just
I mean, it's one of those things where if you set it up for $1 billion, I mean, who knows? You might get $200 million or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you are or not, but it's a good chance you got a chance to.
I guess.
All right, let's see what else is going on. Miley Cyrus, man.
Hannah Montana.
You know, she was on songs. You know, she was black. But first, she was Hannah Montana, you know, Disney Channel,
mm-hmm.
American White Girl.
Yeah.
And then she turned black.
Yeah.
Twerking.
Yeah.
You know,
she
song with Juicy J.
She was fucking what's the face?
Who that? Quavo?
No.
I just said that.
Mike Will. That was her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
For a long time.
Yeah, so they, you know, so I guess she done with all that.
She done fucking the nigga.
And now she back being white again. And so she used black culture to get popular. Now it ain't popping for her no more. And now she, back to white, the white money back.
I ain't buying
that.
That's
how you supposed to do it?
That's how you supposed to do it.
She's the first one.
She's the first one.
J-Lo did it.
J-Lo doing it now.
Mariah Carey.
She back at it.
It ain't new.
Hey, I ain't mad at Molly. For no reason. Hey, if these Negroes don't want you, go back to your own kind before you get tainted with that nigga blood.
Stupid, man.
Because once you get this, she messes. Because her dad out, Billy Bob Thornton already told her, look, you come bring this look.
Billy Bob Thornton. Billy Ray Cyrus, nigga.
And that's what that is.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
What Billy Bob Thornton
is. That's the one Halle Berry said, make me feel good.
Oh, shit.
Remember that?
Billy Ray Cyrus. You're right. But you knew one of them motherfuckers.
Billy Ray Cyrus is Zachy Breaking Heart.
Yeah, he told him, goddamn, make me feel good.
Y'all remember that, do y'all?
Monster Ball.
Yeah, I rerun that shit 100 times. And they had sex for real.
They did.
That was the last, as an adult, that's the last movie I slowed down in. I was older when that came out. They had insertion on that one. I don't care.
Yeah.
They had sex for real.
Yeah, they did.
They had a real porno.
I don't think that was good.
And they gave her an Oscar for that shit.
Why ain't getting no Oscar?
Huh? No, she got an Oscar for
that. I know. I need one for my fucking. Give me some type of reward.
Oh, man.
Me and them romper.
Okay, so let's see what else we got going on, man. It's this kid in Pennsylvania. I guess since he's a minor, they ain't revealed his name or whatever. He catfished over 137 students in his high school, and he extorted them for money. He would get on the internet, pose as a girl, get them to send news, and then threaten to release the news if he didn't pay the money.
Hey, he a real hustle.
137 students he did like that.
Hey. He awesome. He paid.
I wonder how much he got. They didn't say how much he charged them.
Probably, hey, if you got $30 from 137 people, you got money. At least $1,000.
So what kind of time you supposed to get for that, you think?
None.
He going to get some time?
They going to get some time?
Yeah, you know, not no prison, but.
I don't think he should get none.
We don't get a fine. They have to get the money back. He ain't got it.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, you should taught your daughter not to be sitting on naked shit.
No, they got boys to do it. That's the problem. He a boy, and he a dude, and he posed as a girl to get dudes to send them nudes.
And make the dudes pay.
Make the dudes pay.
I mean, if you got that line, you don't care anyway. you take a picture of my dick and put it out. Look.
That's free advertising.
That's free advertising. I'm trying to goddamn hit the. Now,
yeah,
if you're coming
up the street.
You meet the street. If you coming up short, now that who got to pay. Damn, hey, you take a picture of my shit, you gotta take two pictures anyway. You gotta get the head, the body, and the leg. I'm telling you. I would have been like, hell yeah, hey, go on and send that shit out. I'm sending that shit, make sure you send it to Erica.
Oh, everybody got a super soaker.
Now I'm with you.
Oh, man. So, what else we got going on? There's a guy, go ahead.
Did you? I know we all over the place. We ain't been on.
Sure.
I don't give a damn. Did you see they finna send they trying to get that black teacher 10 years in prison because she was sucking that 16-year-old boy dick in the back seat of the car. You see that?
I didn't know that they was going to do anything to her, but I mean.
They were trying to give her 10 years. Now, I'm
snitching in these days?
First and foremost, when I was in the eighth grade, whoever listening went to chatting with me, Javi, Al, Jay, or whoever, if Miss Russ would have tried to suck on me back then, Boy. I wouldn't have told him. So, I would have let... I can't even get my old lady to suck me up in the back. See, his teacher's out here sucking. What's going on?
Damn. All that for them. Apple?
That's what I'm saying. What are these teachers at when I was growing up? I might.
Who was doing all this telling, though?
I would have finished school if I was getting blowjobs like that.
I've been on time.
I've been on daily.
You know what I'm saying? Getting detention on purpose.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
They say I'm a fool. I mean, y'all gotta go to teaching, man. Gotta go to Miss Russ class.
Hey, we used to get perfect attendance anyway, just for school lunch.
Yeah, I ain't miss. I got K-12. I ain't missing.
Hey, I got friends that used to call in and tell us. I ain't gonna say your name on there. Call and tell. I know somebody who got suspended from school and came to school for school lunch anyway.
Oh man.
Calling in and tell us.
That's great. And that's a good one.
More than one.
Damn.
Suspended from school and showed up just for lunch. Like, what the fuck you doing here, bro? Did you get suspended for fighting or whatever you was doing?
Oh, man.
Hey, man. Hey, I had to come eat some lunch.
I gotta get fed. Hey,
times
are
hard, bro.
Hey, yeah. These kids don't know. I'm saying these days. Times is rough.
Oh, man. Last little news thing we had going on. There's a guy in Alaska who used the internet to find sex offenders and pedophiles. So he would find the registry and find out, you know, where they live at.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would break in their house and beat them in the head with a hammer.
He was killing them?
He was beating them. Trying to.
Damn.
Yeah, I think what happened is he called himself the Alaskan Avenger. I'm serious, man. The Alaskan Avenger. He would break in your house.
Well, that's a sick name for you.
He would break in your house, beat you over the head with a hammer while you sleep, and then rob you.
Damn.
And that's what he ended up going to jail for real. You know what I'm saying? Because he had to go to jail for that.
Yeah.
You know, what happened is he got molested when he was a kid. So he took it out. He's taking out on everybody.
You shouldn't be. Hey, if he being a molester guy in the head, I really ain't that mad.
Salute. Let's get to this. These topics, man. Let's call it. What happens if I call it and call back? But anywho, the call in number is 215-383-5878. It's been requested that somebody asked us, how do you initiate head? Actually, a girl said it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
She said, how do you ask for head? We're going to talk about that. We've been trying to talk about this for about 3 weeks, but we keep on not getting to it. You're having a private relationship. Like, do you like PDA, you know, public display of affection? You know.
Damn, you played me.
What do you think it meant?
PDA?
Yeah, what do you think?
Pussy digging ass. That's what I was doing when we got PDA. I said, damn, put the dick in there. Okay. I'll rock with that.
Yeah, you do. Keep your relationship private. Like, do you have to be showing them all over Facebook and all that shit? And then the last one we're going to speak on is, what would you do? What would you do if?
Yeah.
And, you know, leave it to your own imagination.
Yeah.
So, if y'all can already start getting some questions together, what you want to hear about or talk about, go ahead and, you know, put that number in your phone, 215-383-5878. Yeah, let's go with this first topic first, man. How do you which one you wanna do first, yeah?
How you got it up there?
All right. How do you ask for head? How do you get your girl to get on that meat? Or how should a girl get a dude to eat out?
Well, first of all, are we in this relationship? We're going to talk about I'm in a relationship.
Hey, break it all off. We got time.
Okay, well, if you're in a relationship, what you do is you do nice things, you know, like as go get your girl some flowers or something, you know, something to let you know, something out of the ordinary to let them know you want some of their mouth tonight. You get what I'm saying? So that's what you do.
Right.
And if they don't do it, then you, like when they laying down, go get in the shower, you know, because most people lay on their side. Tomorrow, okay, they lay on their side. So just go wiggle your meat in their face. Watch them go.
So, let me tell you how, but first, before we get to that part, we just talk about how important head is for most people.
It's very, 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 very important.
Some people cheat just for head.
Yes.
Won't even get no pussy. Just cheap forehead.
Yes.
How serious it is.
Yes. Hey, ladies, let me tell you something. If you ain't sucking your man dick at home, somebody's gonna start pulling his pepper. I'm telling you. That's very, very key. And if he don't, he might be a man.
So how I make you feel when you can't get when your old lady won't do it?
Oh, for you? I've been depressed. Let me tell you something. I ain't getting no head one time, bro. I went to work pissed. I put letters in the wrong mailbox. I'm misdelivering packages. All you can think about is this motherfucker really suck. Like, and then let me tell you something. And correct me if I'm wrong. When they don't give you no head and they fall asleep, you ain't never stared at them and just been mad.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm talking she knocked the fuck out and you just looking at her. I'd have smacked this bitch.
You know, the thing about head, for real, is not necessarily a power thing, it's an appreciation thing, for real.
Yes.
Because you don't get nothing out of it. You know what I'm saying? Well,
I'm gonna get something.
Yeah,
out.
No. I'm saying
happy ending.
The other person, you know, who the one who's doing delivering the head, they just doing it for you.
Well, hold on now.
Go ahead, explain it.
I had some girls give me some dong, and they explain what they said and shot off.
Okay. Well, that's true too. That happens.
Yeah.
That's true. Thanks for correction. But it's more normally. Normally.
Somebody told me. A certain person to bust on their face.
Yeah.
Hey.
That don't really have nothing to do with head, but.
Oh, well.
You know what I'm saying? But it's right. You just want to share that story, didn't you? You know what I'm saying?
Pretty good damn story, yes, me.
That's for next week's episode. But they don't have to do with head. You just want to throw that out there.
But head is very, very important. Head is more important than the pussy. Let me tell you something. The pussy, you ain't got to do nothing. You can lay on the back and guess what I'm going to do. Head is an effort thing. Head is an effort thing. You got to have it. You can't make me a bologna sandwich and ain't got no cheese on it. I don't want it.
All right, so let's get back to the question at hand. How do you, let's do the girls first. So, if a girl wants you to eat a pussy, what she got to do?
Nothing, because I'm going to eat it anyway. She ain't got to do nothing.
Okay, this made for younger. Remember when we was all young, we didn't eat pussy when we was young?
I didn't.
When we was young?
Yeah.
So, when you finally did it, what was it that made you do it?
The person done me first.
Okay. That's tip number one. Do it first.
Yeah.
That's how you can get them to do it.
And ladies, don't top me off, because you might not get none. But I'm the king of putting your ass out and play Call of Duty.
Hey, ain't that the worst when you eat her out and then she fucking nothing done? Roll over on your ass, she ain't got you no head, no nothing.
Well, I'd have been sure.
No, that's suck.
That's suck.
That's terrible.
That's suck. That's when I'm going to stick in Rammy hard as I can.
So, okay, since we're on the subject, because it's a broad subject. So, you're getting head, and what they going to tell you? Don't nut in the mouth.
Don't nut in my mouth.
You know how I stopped that?
How you stop?
Because, you know, we go, if we eating pussy, if you good at it, they going to nut in your mouth, ain't they?
Exactly.
Well, how I stopped that, I got to the point where she's getting ready to nut. I pulled my face back, and I started fingering. Pissed her off. She didn't do that no more. She's like, why you stop?
You stop every time? You stop every time.
So don't, when you suck at me, and I tell you I'm about to nut, don't pull out and start jacking me off.
I hate it. You cheating me. You cheat. That's the worst cheat code in America.
So that's how I stopped that shit. I did that shit right back to her. She didn't do that shit no more.
Let me tell you something. When your woman or side chick or girlfriend or whoever let you bust their mouth, you just look at them like, you the one, girl. If you had a medal, a gold medal, you would put it on their neck like they did Jackie Jonah Curtis back in 96. You would. It's just like, yeah, I got
you. You the real MVP.
You the real MVP. Crying Jordan face.
So
when they stop, though, man, it's a hurtful feeling. They be like, When they hit you with it, well, let's go ahead now. You ready to have sex? No! No! I don't want no sex. Keep going. Hey, it's almost you feel disrespected. What? No. No, bitch.
You see, so for guys, you know, we've always felt like we shouldn't have to ask for it, no way.
Yeah, especially when you feel like
it's more of a big turn on when they just take it out and do it for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of diminishes it when you got to ask. Because, I mean, a real talk, a girl ain't never really got to ask a guy.
No.
If you are at that level, he going to do it anyway.
And if a dude, ladies, if a dude don't want to eat your pussy, two things. He don't like you or he gay. He ain't no in between. Or he look at you like, hey, you know?
I mean, he don't like. It means he don't like you.
It means he don't like you.
Because, I mean, that's a... If you're a real man, you're going to want to be kind of dominant anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, ain't nothing better than having your girl go crazy. And you know you'd have done it. Especially for people who did game week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your tongue normally better than your dick anyways most of the time. You can do that. Your stamina with your mouth a lot longer than your dick.
I don't care. You're right about that. You can be Mandingo. She still wants that tongue game put on. She do.
So
my personal opinion.
I like having that control, knowing that she about to fall out and she can't leg shaking and shit. That's powerful to me.
I want to hear a lady call in. What do y'all do to initiate head? I want to know their point of view.
Yeah, exactly. Call in and tell us what you do to get them to go down on you.
Yeah, or what you do to do we got to ask y'all for some head? Do y'all take it as disrespect when a man asks you for some head? That's a good question.
So, the way, you know, I don't, because you don't want to ask for it, but a lot of times the way I do it to make it happen, hell, put that chicken 69. It's in her face anyway.
Yeah, I do that a lot. But
that's the easiest way that I've ever found to get to do it. That's the easiest way.
That's the easiest way. But when you're married, you just do something nice and go wiggle it in their face. You just want some head, though. Yeah, boy. How you know? That because your ball jiggling in my face. I said you want some.
Y'all call in 215-383-5878. So let me see. We figured out how to what to do to ask for it, or do you have? Let me see what's happening. So I guess the question, because I'm trying to remember what I was asked about the subject before they told me to bring it up. Why is it that getting head is so hard? Why is it not just like switching positions? Because if you fucking a chick and you tell her, let me hit it from the back, she gonna move her ass right there. She gonna get right in position.
Yeah.
Move right in position. Ask for some head, she might fall out and quit on you.
You missing the key word. Yes, a black woman.
Okay. So is that a race thing?
Head, when it comes to women, is a race thing. Because I know plenty of my friends that got head from a white girl and she wouldn't even give them no pussy. I done heard it.
Black women, why y'all don't like to get head? Just tell us, call in anonymous and don't say your name or whatever. Make up a name. I don't care. But
yeah.
Call in and tell black women, call in and tell us why you don't like to get head.
Because I done had, from my dealer's days, working with a couple white girls. Yeah, Gerald, I would never fuck you, but I might suck on your cock. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's racist or what. You know what I'm saying? You'll get a black girl to give you some pussy, but you get them to get suck your dick.
These white girls, man, they be on that shit. I remember when I worked at Abercrombie & Fitch, and this was, you know, 10 years ago, and these girls were young, 17, 18, 19 years old. And this one white chick said, my mom found my good head. I said, what the fuck is that? And she said, oh, it's my flavor I put on Johnny's dick before I suck it. And I was like, what? I was like, they put syrup on your dick? Well, I mean, a black girl wouldn't even know what Al was for that. Wouldn't even know where to find it.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of it because it was foreign to me because ain't no black girl did that shit.
Yeah. I can't say her name. She told my novel.
She put some syrup on it?
Yeah.
White or black?
One black girl.
So she was on it?
Yeah, she, yeah. But she went to a white school.
So she was corrupted?
Yeah. She
she didn't learn those ways.
She did.
She did learn the ways.
And then I kicked
white.
Her out.
Why?
Because
you was young.
I was young and I was finished.
You kicked out afterwards.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I might have called you and told you, hey, man, call me and tell me. I'll give you a job.
You might have. You might have. All right, let's move on to the next one since these girls don't want to tell us what they got going on. Since y'all private anyway, the next topic is keeping your relationship private. Or private relationships, like, you know, do you, when you get with somebody and you official, do you have to put it on Facebook? Do you have to have them all over your page? You know what I'm saying? When you out, do you hold hands or do you act like you don't know them? Like, does all that matter? How does it make you feel when you out somewhere, GL, and you see, you know, whether it's, you know, just a couple kissing in the middle of somewhere, like making out? Does it, how it make you feel?
Make me feel like, get a room.
So you more so believe in private relationships. Just keep that shit private.
Keep it private.
No more than holding hands.
No more than holding hands. You ain't got to be tongueing each other down every fucking water burger. You know what I'm saying? We know that's your woman.
So when it comes to, let's just say Facebook, I know people who got joint Facebook pages.
Joint Facebook?
Joint, yeah. It'll say, you know, Megan and Mark. Megan and Mark Brown.
Love quest.
Megan and Mark Brown, you know, joint page. Got, you know, they got all their friends together. They just have one page.
Damn, I ain't never see that. That's a scream to me. I mean, not, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can even have my passwords and shit.
I was just about to ask that. Like, do you think it's too far if they have your password?
No, but I want my own damn page. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's just like sharing a car. You want your own car, I might can drive the motherfucker when I want to. But it's both. It's like both out. You keep it in my house. You get what I'm saying? So some people just take the shit, the jealousy and shit too far. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I'm all about, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can have all my passwords, but just let me have my own page. You can have everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't wanna be to the point where we sharing every goddamn thing.
Okay, so back to, you know, like when we were talking about Facebook, I was dating this girl once, and you know, we were pretty much official already, and she told me, she's like, why you ain't put it on Facebook? I said, what you talking about? I ain't really think about it.
Yeah.
So I said, we're not official until you put it on Facebook. I said, what? Oh, I have to let these hoes know that you taking now. I said, so I got to get approval from Facebook for us to be together. See, now that's
a problem.
That's a problem. I didn't think nothing of it, but now that was we actually didn't even go together after that.
I believe.
That was the end of it. I was like, I felt like I'm not doing that shit. You can't make me add you on Facebook. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Make you put a status up that
we're together. Yeah, that we together, man. Like, first of all, you barely got in on relationship tip anyway.
Cool. Ladies, most men don't want to be in a damn relationship anyway. If we can go with everybody, he would. If you can have three girlfriends and they was all cool with it, you'd do it.
Yeah, you're right.
You would. But life don't work like that. So you just keep your page private and cheap.
Right, right. Being private, so who do you tell once you meet your special lady and you're feeling him or her?
First of all,
like how long before you tell your parents? Like, how long do you keep them a secret? Because, you know, they are a secret for a while, so you're private. You ain't let nobody know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Is it good? I should have wrote pros and cons, because it's kind of good to keep them private for a while, because people going to hate on it. I done lost a girl or two because, and this is when I was younger, I'm smarter now. But when I was younger, I lost a pretty decent girl or two because, you know, they found out who I was talking to and just instantly started hating on them and saying, oh, I'm saying she did this and, oh, she a hoe and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And if they do that too early before you care about them, you're going to quit talking to them.
You will.
I mean, I'm older now and I wouldn't fall for that. But when I was younger,
you be like, yeah.
I was like, what? She did what? She fuck who?
Yeah.
Like, really? And it made me quit talking. It turned me off.
Keisha fuck Jim? Oh, hell no.
And in the halftime is live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you kind of got to be private to it for a while. So how long do you be private, Jim?
I say at least be private 6 months.
6 months?
So who
knows? Just your best friend?
The people that we...
Because, you know, if you get 6 months, after a while, you ain't playing a video game like you would.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't going to shoot basketball. You with your lady.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. your close homeboy.
They gonna know anyway.
They gonna know anyway. Cause first of all,
First of all, we done sent some news a little while back. We done sent some news.
Once you get that check, that's GTD. Got the drone. You gonna let that be not? Cause the first thing, let me tell you something. Even if you're in a relationship or not, Shock, you can go hit something tonight. You gonna tell me tomorrow, man? You know I got down smoke Mary Jane.
Oh yeah.
It just that's how I go.
Because especially because you don't keep it private. Well, the fellas don't keep it private right off the back because you ain't nobody to us when we first meet.
Mm-hmm.
Like girls, on the other hand, they want to be quiet for a while and not let somebody know that somebody fucking the hell out of them. You know what I'm saying? Keep it quiet. The fellas tell them right off rip.
Off the jump.
And then when we realize we like it, then we just keep it secret.
Yeah.
Like, now you're going to fuck this up. Y'all ain't going to fuck this up.
Once you get the good one, he going to take to his homeboys first. And he got to say, yeah, she fine. She look good.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the approval.
Yeah.
Get the approval.
I don't know if that's how it works for women, but I know it works for us. You gonna bring your old lady? Yeah, she look good. When they ugly, you know they ugly. You just I'm just smashing her, man. It ain't nothing.
So it ain't. You just downplay it.
Mm-hmm.
So, how long do you keep your relationship or your person around your kids? We got them already. You gotta keep it private from them for a while too, because you don't want them to get attached.
You're right.
And if y'all ain't gonna make it, so how long? I know y'all can call in and talk about this shit.
They don't. How long do before you meet the kids? I'm gonna say at least 8-9 months. You gotta wait a while for the kids, for real. Or meeting the parents too, cause guess what? You meet somebody's parents in 6 months. 6 months later, you talking to somebody new. Damn, you starting to think your daughter a hoe.
Oh yeah,
she got a new nigga every week.
Who did you bring last year for Thanksgiving?
Yeah. You got new
fucked up ass potato salad.
Yeah. You bringing that shit over here? I'm trying to kill
it. Oh man, so you wait a while. So you keep the private from your family and your kids and your family for a while.
Yep.
Your friends not as long.
Nah, they not quick.
But you do keep it private for a while, or they gonna hate most of the time.
Yep.
Especially when you're in a small city like Huntsville, and everybody know your business. I ain't never talked to a girl that didn't know nobody.
Yep. You're right.
Hell, I talked to somebody from a whole different state, and she knew people here. I'm just like, that's just how it is. You know, Huntsville too small. Everybody know everybody.
You better tell your homeboy that he might just hear.
Hey, shit, he might, 9 times out of 10, you know, well, not 9 times out of 10. It's a chance that it's happening anyway, because that's how small it is.
That's what I'm saying. So you might want to be like, yeah, I'm talking to Huntsville. You don't want to hear, man, I tore her up, man. She likes it on the wall. Motherfucker. You in love now? I'm still going with them.
Yeah, you might. They might still have news. They might still have news in their phone from.
Inside joke. Sorry.
What else you gonna think about? So what's the? Give me 2 pros of keeping your relationship private and 2 cons of keeping it private. I think you kind of just said it. Maybe you want me to wrap it up for you.
You can wrap it up.
All right. 2 pros. Is, you know, nobody can hate on you if they don't know who you're talking to.
Yep.
That's one. And the other one is, you know, if you, you know, meet them, I mean, if they meet you, the longer you keep them private, you know, nobody gets attached to them.
Yep.
Early, whether it's your kids or your family. And what happened to Mary Jane?
Yep.
You know, yeah, they call him the wrong name.
Keisha.
So that's 2 pros. The negative is, the longer you wait to tell somebody about a person, hell, it might be some information you might need to know.
Yeah.
You find out your cousin been fucking up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that ain't good. And what was the other one, the other negative about it? The
negative, man, just don't get in a relationship anyway. just stay to yourself.
Negative. Negative is people. Yeah, I see. All right, let's move on to this last topic we got there. Let's we chop it up about something else. 215-383-5878. This one is GL came up with called What Would You Do? And he gonna take the lead on this one because I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay. What would you do? Other week or something, I was on I was honestly listening to Steve Hart in the morning, driving to work. And Steve Harvey asked Nephew Tommy, could you have sex with a man for $1 million? And his answer was no. He said, could you kiss a man in the mouth for $1 million? Tongue and all. He said, yes.
That's what actors do, right?
Exactly. Well, Smith do it all the time.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
So, my question is, what would it take for you, Shaki, to kiss a man in the mouth?
Oh, my God. You asked me right off the rip.
I'm starting off light. But you
start off light? What you mean?
You can ask me the same shit.
Man. I don't think I can do it, man. I know everybody got a price.
Everybody got a price.
I mean,
you give me $1 million, I'm kissing a man in my. Me and you will go out here in the yard because I'm kissing you for $1 million cash.
I mean, man, that's a loaded question because you see that thing yourself, you're like, man, you start thinking, who see it? You know what I'm saying? It's on tape. You know, like, I mean, if you do that in the dark, what else you gonna do in the dark? You know what I'm saying?
$50 million, could you have sex with Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh man, that's gross, man. How much again?
$50 million. You gotta have sex with Caitlyn Jenner. Could you do it?
Nah, man, I can't do it.
$100 million.
Hey, no, I can't do it.
She ain't got to do you. You got to do her.
Nah, I can't do no. I can't do that, man.
$200 million.
Nah, man, like you can't put a price on my man, is it, man?
Well,
I
let me tell you,
I can't do that.
$500 million. I'm gonna finish.
I mean, I let R. Kelly pee on me, but you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing going in me, and I ain't sticking mine in.
Ain't nothing going in me for no price. But Caitlyn Jenner, come on, they offer me $500 million. I'm going to finish. I'm going to fuck it. You can put that shit on MSNBC. I'm going to tear her ass up. Ain't going to finish. I'm going to finish. I had a conversation with the guys on the Xbox. They laughed. Call me what you want, but you won't call me broke. I promise you. And then I'm going to tell my wife I'm about to go do a tune in. I'm going to get the people what they want.
Hey, I'll tell you one thing. If you do that and you get that type of money, you buy a whole new set of friends.
Exactly. You going to stop hanging out with me?
No, because you've been paying me some money.
All right, then. And that's what you call taking one for the team.
Taking one
for the team. What I couldn't do, it ain't no price. I ain't sucking no man dick for no.
No. I just stay broke.
I'm going to keep slaying nail. And can't damn nothing insert me nowhere.
Nah, man.
No price. No price. So, ladies, any woman that's listening, how much would it cost you to be with another woman? That's a great one.
So, ladies, how much would they have to pay you?
On camera. To be with Young Ma. Ain't that her name?
I don't know, man.
Young M.A.
Yeah, to eat a chick out. How much they got to pay you?
On TV.
Yeah, I mean, you got a price. Hell, you do a lot. You do the most for, Guardians of the Galaxy tickets anyway. And Cheddars.
So
what are happening to Cheddars, man? Anybody ever cheddar Cheddars anymore?
Man, I ain't no Cheddars.
But anywho.
So you ain't hearing Caitlyn Jenner. She ain't got no meat no more.
Nah, man.
They cut
his meat off.
Yeah. $500 million, you ain't doing it.
Nah, man.
You don't want to say it.
I'm serious. I wouldn't do it, man.
$500 million. I'm out of here.
Hey, you going to take one for the team then?
Yep.
I can't do it, man.
I promise.
I'll throw up. I couldn't finish. I couldn't.
I'm going. I'm going to hold my nose and stroke like I ain't ever stroked before.
Okay. This is going to get real weird. Say that they blindfolded you and you didn't know.
I can know for $500
million.
No,
listen. What would you do? Name was what would you do?
Yeah.
What would you do if they blindfolded you and you thought you was fucking a woman? And then they unblindfold you in with Caitlyn Jenner. And they going to pay you money, but you don't know it's time. How do you act at first? And then they tell you, oh, no, we're going to pay you. How did you act?
And you got enough money. It better be. I'm talking about, it can't be no $1 million. I'm killing somebody. I'm killing somebody, man. I'm grabbing the titties and everything. Going to work. Blindfold, I mean, it's fucking Caitlyn Jenner.
What'd you do, man? What'd you do?
I'm gonna shoot that mother. arm and shoot the hell out of Kevin. You wriggling, you wriggling bitch. You old triathlon runner, you. They gave him, hey, they cut his dick off and left his ball.
Did they seriously?
Yeah.
You lying.
No, I don't know. But I'm just saying, hey, that's some hurtful shit, though.
So you, okay. They do that. They unblindfold you. You see what you done. You done went to work. You done went to work. Finished. Pull it out and nut on the back. So you they take a blindfold off. You look and see, and she done flipped back over. You know what I'm saying?
She's smiling.
She's smiling.
I'm gonna shoot that motherfucker. So,
how much do they gotta pay you before you calm down?
You fuck 500 million. I can't go hand me no $1 million.
Say you mean you feel mad.
Oh, dear. I'm fucking shooting somebody. I'm shooting the cameraman. I'm shooting all y'all motherfuckers. You know what that motherfucker said? I'm a white man, can't jump. I'm going to the car. I'm getting my gun. I'm shooting all you motherfuckers. Hey, I'm shooting you, dog. I'm shooting the shit out of Kevin. I'm going to shoot the shit out of her. I'm being jail.
But what else you got a price on, GL? What would you do? What else you got a price on?
That's it. I mean, it don't nothing unless get.
That's the worst.
That's the worst you do.
So, okay, does the price go up or down? I mean, does the price go down? So you said $500 million for Caitlyn Jenner to know about it.
Yeah.
To know it, look him or her in the eyes and still go to work.
I'm going to work.
All right, so drop it down to half of that. It's not on, it's not on tape. So $500 million is whatever, no holds barred.
No holds barred. 250
is you still gotta do it.
But it ain't
on tape.
I'm gonna do it.
You still do it.
I'ma imagine you this. I'ma still have to give you some eggs.
Oh, that's my weakness right there, man. Can I put my blindfold on?
You can close your eyes.
Blindfold, I might do it for $150. I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding. Nah, but
50 million. You gotta let us tell your no.
We been in this show, man. Oh man, you just go put Caitlyn Jenner with your blindfold off.
50 million, I'm gonna tell my fuck. I'm talking gonna be through.
Oh man, what I'll call in and tell us what's the price tag on that pussy.
What the fuck? You do 50 million, tell me. You bet I'm be mad at you.
50 million.
You just got to get down. You ain't got to let him finish. Just 5 minutes down. It ain't got to be on camera.
Okay, man. All right. You finally got me. Yo, that's my price. 50 million, not on camera. You know what I'm saying? Blindfold me or something.
But she can tell who she wants.
Hey, I just lie about it anyway.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta take that money.
Hey, when I was in a hard time paper a couple weeks ago, people made up some shit anyway, so it don't matter.
You be smiling, everybody else. Hey. This nigga really made it a serious satellite like they posted.
Oh, GL, we done had fun cutting up with you today, bro. Hey, man, I'm glad to be back. Y'all go. Our listeners too scared to call. It's all good. Y'all go ahead. Just go ahead and go ahead and post this on your page and share it for us. Tell somebody else about it. If y'all have any topics y'all want us to discuss or talk about, or you just want to call in and talk shit with us, they'll, it don't even matter to us. You know, we have fun anyway.
75 million, let me give you a baddie wash.
A baddie? What the fuck is a baddie wash? What the fuck is a baddie wash?
You know what a baddie wash is?
Hell no.
Girl, jerk chicken, tell me what a baddie. Why don't I get some jerk? That Jamaican girl, tell me what a baddie wash was.
Baddie wash.
A baddie wash when you been on them lick your ass.
Oh, man. Fucking toss salad.
They call it baddie wash.
Nah, man. You can't. Man. You can't.
We in the show.
All right, y'all. GL, tell me where to find you.
Find me Gerald GL Leslie on Facebook and That's Your Ass, Mr. Postman on Snapchat.
Yeah, follow Shaikey at BShaikey at Instagram. All right, man, I'm glad to be back, man. We're going to try to have another good show for y'all next week. Y'all be easy.
So if y'all know I hit that $50 million, you know what happened.
Escobar season has returned.
It's been a long time. Been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me.